With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. State lawmakers have passed a bill to end the death penalty. Scott Franz was on the House floor yesterday for the final vote.
It came after about 5 hours of emotional debate over the repeal, which the governor says he'll sign. Democratic Majority Leader Alec Garnett says he struggled over his decision to support it.
Rarely are we asked to weigh on something that is this momentous, that is this impactful, and this hard.
Other supporters say the death penalty is costly and morally wrong. Still, five Democrats split with their party to oppose repealing it, including Tom Sullivan. His son Alex was murdered in the Aurora theater shooting, but support from three Republican senators allowed the bill to pass after it failed last session. I'm Scott Franz at the state capitol.
The Board of Education for the Aspen School District announced the four candidates yesterday for the new district superintendent. One candidate is currently a superintendent in Pennsylvania, and the other three work in Colorado. One of the finalists include Theron Mulberry, the principal of Aspen High School. The four finalists were selected out of a group of 24 candidates. The public can meet the potential new superintendents on Monday night at Aspen Middle School, then final round interviews are scheduled on Tuesday. So far, this winter snowpack is almost exactly where it was the same time last year. In 2019, snow totals skyrocketed above average around the first week of March. Reporter Alex Hager talked to a climate scientist about the odds of that happening again.
Russ Schumacher is a climatologist at Colorado State University. He says there's no indication that this March will bring another round of legendary snowfall, but climate patterns make the month ripe for storms.
As things start to warm up towards spring, it allows more moisture to come in, and so we will sometimes get some of those wetter storms like we had last year.
Schumacher says even with modern forecasting techniques, it can be tough to predict weather any more than a couple weeks ahead. Right now, snowpack totals in the Roaring Fork River Basin are less than an inch away from totals on the same day last year. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
And I'm Molly Dove.